This is Penn Jillette, 866-570-PEN. That's 7366. If you've got one of those phones that don't have the letters written under it. A lot of the modern phones, you know, these modern phones, they don't have letters written under the numbers. So it's 7366. If you don't want to spell it, 866-570-PEN, 7366. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. That's always Penn with two N's. And as always, I'm sitting across from Michael Goudeau. How you doing? I want to talk about the gay marriage thing.
Why not?
I'm proposing to you right now.
Thank you. I'm honored.
It's so sudden.
You're not really my type.
That's okay. That doesn't change.
You are brunette.
Doesn't change. I know you like brunette. And the word big is in there.
Yeah, that's true.
Just I'm overall big, and you're more of a big breast guy.
Well, yeah.
We know a lot about each other, me and Michael Goudeau.
Unfortunately.
An awful lot. New York just shot down the...
Why does anybody care?
Why does anybody care at all? Well, the nut point of view, you see, is we always like to give the nut point of view. And the conservative point of view is that marriage is a sacred union between a man and a woman for the purpose of procreation. And the liberal point of view is that there's the same amount of love, and marriage is love and trust, and they should have the same sort of benefits for a domestic partner of the same sex as you would have for a partner of the different gender. But the nut point of view says, we're against straight marriage. Why? I am so against. Now, I'm married, and so are you, but I'm really against straight marriage. I don't think it's any of the government's business at all. Who is sleeping with whom, or who is doing what with whom. I think that that's got nothing to do with it. If you want to have your will taken care of and stuff like that and children, there should be a civil contract. It does not have to be legal. I guess civil would still mean legal, wouldn't it? But it should be private, is what I want to say.
Civilized.
I don't think it's anybody's business. And if you want to have marriage with a preacher that you want there to announce to the preacher who you're going to be sleeping with for the next year, I think you're welcome to do that. But also, if you just want to say, we want to make a contract between the two of us that says that when I die, you get your... What are you doing with the headphones?
You're just confusing me. We're having headphone issues this morning.
Having headphone issues, but now we're okay. But if you just want to make a contract with somebody that says, when I'm dead, you get everything. The reason we got married, Emily and I, was we were having kids, and it's really a pain. It's really hard to get a lawyer to look you in the eye and say, even without being married, we can do the contracts that say that, for instance, the other one of you gets the kids should something happen. You just have a lot less power. So I guess the slightly less nut point of view is to say, if you can have people married, then why can't you have anybody married, any two people married at all? And the arguments against this are pretty clear. You know, they say... The problems with same-sex marriages are, let me see, I'm going to look down here and see the actual list.
There must be some problem on here somewhere.
Yeah, the social arguments are that that's kind of a slippery slope, that once you allow marriage of straights, it then allows incest, which... I see nothing wrong with that as long as there aren't medical, you know, as long as there are children involved. Marriages of convenience for tax or citizenship, which we have anyway. And then this is the funny one, and they bring this up all the time. I just don't get this at all. They bring up marriages between humans and animals. Like, that is so deeply insulting.
I have never even dated out of my species.
Well, you know,
let alone marriage.
Willie Nelson has been known to say the good thing about having sex with a horse is if it doesn't go well, at least when you're done, you get a ride home. So, and the other one they talk about is polygamy and group marriage. So I guess it should be a whole separate topic on a whole different day. But I don't know why you shouldn't be able to have any sort of union you want.
Historically, it has not been one man and one woman.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, that's really the last, you know, maybe 100, 150 years.
So those things invented by Hallmark or something, right? Because they
yes,
can send more cards.
A holiday.
866-570-PEN. And that PEN is spelled 7366. 866-570-PEN. Penn, we're on the free FM, PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. Calls are coming in about this gay marriage thing. But in the meantime, you know, a lot of people think that that Michael Gudeau, here sitting across from me, is a sidekick, and that I'm the crazy one of the group, and that I get these nut ideas, and then Michael Gudeau kind of backs me up on them. So I think we want to put spotlight on Michael Gudeau, y'all.
I'm sure
I do. I want to talk about maybe a case where I'm the saner one. We're waiting for calls on the gay marriage, the exact right calls to fill up here, but you got some time while we're waiting for one to really strike my fancy. Well, you can tell us what you're doing with the Tour de France.
Yes, I'm riding the Tour de France, actually. Every day I'm riding the Tour de France. I ride the length of time as the winner of each stage on a stationary bike. So I've been on a bike 25 hours in the last 5 days.
25 hours?
Yeah.
5 hours a day?
Yeah. I didn't realize it was that long. I don't know what I was thinking. But it's... I'm doing pretty well. My butt is really hurting. My knees really hurt.
Uh-huh.
Now, it's fun.
You told me you're riding really, really slow.
I am riding really slow, yeah.
And on no resistance at all, right?
Well, I had a little bit. I mean, it's going up, oddly enough. As I've progressed, I've added more resistance. I'm going faster and I'm pedaling harder.
But this is the
actually improving. I can't believe after 5 days I'm actually speeding up and pedaling harder, but I am.
But this is the Michael Gudeau Tour de France diet.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, what are you eating? What's your training diet?
My training diet is pie and ice cream.
Okay.
I decided I would not change my diet in any way whatsoever, just to see what the effect of riding the Tour de France
would be. About that much exercise a
day.
About 5 hours a day.
5 hours a day, yeah.
Yeah. And is it aerobic? I mean, are you getting yourself jacked up?
Yeah, I'm sweating.
Yeah? And you just watch TV the whole time?
I just watch the Tour de France on TiVo.
And
that's how I know they'll never catch me. Whenever the French or the Spanish are catching up, I hit pause on the TiVo and I race ahead of them.
And how many days you get to go?
17.
17 days?
It's 23 days.
23 days. And by the end of that time, you'll be ready to go up against Lance Armstrong?
I think so.
Now, you're riding a recumbent, is that right?
I am riding your recumbent. I stole it out of your garage.
Did you?
I did.
No, okay. And you're riding my recumbent. Are you keeping track of how many miles you're going?
I am.
Like
I am.
How far have you gone?
It looks like, probably 150, 160. So I'm way behind. They're doing 110 to 150 miles a day, and I'm doing about 40.
Okay.
So I'm not catching up. Although yesterday, I'm telling you, I'm up to 10 miles an hour now.
Really?
I was starting out, I was like 7 miles an hour every hour, but now I'm at...
But aren't they going straight uphill?
And they're not going straight uphill yet. Next week.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going to get them, because no one has ever seen me ride uphill.
Let's take. Oh, I guess we have too many calls. I think
chatting up, and now everybody's called.
I think I want to. Let's take. Let's talk to Chris.
Sure, why not?
How you doing, Chris? 866-570-PEN. That's 7366. You're talking to Penn Jillette and Michael Gudeau. How you doing?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Never better, boss.
You know, I don't understand this. I mean, half these politicians that make up these laws, half of them are having affairs with other women. So where do they get off the point of telling you marriage is sacred? If two people really care about each other and they find that little special thing about it, then who is anybody to say that they can't share the benefits of somebody that works or something like that? I don't understand it. I'm married. I'm married 15 years. I have two children. You know, why is it so different? Why is it just because two people of the same sex care about each other and want to make a commitment? Who is it to anybody to say anything? This is the United States of America. It's called freedom. That's what everybody fought for. Half these politicians, they should look at their own closets in their own backyards before they start making comments about anybody else.
Right. Well, this was a ruling where the judges were saying that they were allowed to disallow it. They were saying that the actual quote is the legislature could rationally believe that it is better for children to grow up with both a mother and father, Judge Robert Smith wrote of state law that had been interpreted as limited marriages to opposite sex couples. He said that it's up to the legislature whether to change the law to allow same-sex couples.
Right, but I mean, look at these people who are sitting on the Supreme Court. Hello? Retire already, old bag. Retire. Okay, your people are so friggin' old, you're living back in the Stone Age still. Get some young blood up in here.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
I was out at the Long Beach, New York, over the weekend, and I had my son with me.
Uh-huh.
And there were you have some gay people walking around. So my son's looking at them. And I said, what's the problem? He goes, well, it's two guys. I go, okay, so you see that black guy and that Chinese guy over there? So what's the difference?
Uh-huh.
And he says, oh, I sort of see. I go, there's no difference between them and you or anybody else. I go, they're people.
Now, I believe that's the American point of view. Thank you so much, Chris. Thanks a lot, man.
Hey, take good care, guys.
Okay, man. Thanks. What do you want to take? Let's take Dave. Let's talk to Dave.
Sure.
Okay.
Hi, Dave. How's it going?
Hey, Dave. It's Ben. Michael Goodell. How you doing?
You hung up on me. Learn how to use the phone system.
We hung up on you?
That was me.
Yeah, Goodell did.
I did. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's all right.
It's the name, yeah, Dave. I just didn't, you know, I saw the name Dave, and I thought Dave will be, Penn will be just be pissed off.
I have a little problem with the name Dave, but go ahead, Dave. I'm getting more comfortable with it now. Yes, we're very bad with the phone system, and I don't think we've ever claimed you're listening to Free FM, home of Michael Goodell, the best at handling phones who's ever lived. And we will not use that advertisement whatsoever, so we won't misrepresent. But go ahead, Dave. You're back on.
All right. I just wanted to know, if you look at the actual ruling for the case, I don't remember exactly what's stated, but I remember in essence the wording being gay people can't get married because straight marriage isn't working very well. So when gay marriage actually does work, it will make straight people look really, really bad.
Yeah, that's what it says. That's what it says exactly. I think those are the only words. We don't want straight people to look bad. That is the point of view. But I don't even know why there's so much panic about 50% of marriages ending in divorce. People should do what they want to do. There's no reason to endure any sort of misery. You don't owe anything to anyone to make heterosexuals or homosexuals look good. Just be happy and have as much freedom as you want. I don't think there's anything wrong with divorce. Goodell, you divorced your wife and then married her again.
That's right. In the most sensible of options.
I'm completely with you on this one.
Well, thanks a lot, Dave. We're going to hang up on you now, and it's on purpose.
That's cool.
Well handled. I don't have any idea what this one is about, but let's talk to Fred here.
Sure, why not?
What's up, Fred?
What's going on, Ben?
Never better, boss. How you doing?
Good. I'm a 19-year-old kid from Long Island.
Sure.
And my uncle's gay. And I think it's ridiculous that how we can say this right now when 100 years ago we look back, my generation looks back, and we can't understand how we wouldn't let African Americans use the same bathrooms as us, and we're 100 years from now, we're going to look back and we're going to think it's ridiculous that we wouldn't let gay people get married.
It certainly seems like a little look at history shows you that the direction that we're going is more freedom. In big hunks, you know, in decades or so, we take steps backwards. But in 100-year hunks, it seems like humanity has been marching towards more freedom. And it seems like
100 years, though. It could go back 50 years.
I was just saying, overall, things are getting better in big hunks. But certainly in small hunks in this country, things have gotten much, much better on the rights of women and the rights of of interracial marriages. Yeah. And, I mean, the idea of marriage is just for women to be property and to know how the property moves. It is really a very, in its basic inception, it's a very, very sexist, unpleasant idea that has now been changed around by many people. I'd like to think I'm one of them, to make it something much nicer and much more equal. And I think that's the direction we have to keep going. So thanks a lot, Fred. Thanks so much, man.
That was good fun.
866-570-PEN. That's 7366. PennRadio@gmail.com. PennRadio.com.
You know, I still think we ought to be doing it here in Vegas. I think we ought to legalize it here in Vegas. Make some money off of this. Come on.
Vegas used to be
at
the forefront of craziness, you know? We were the ones with the quickie divorces. Yep. We were the ones with the quickie marriages and all that. You know, but I'll tell you one thing, though. For people that are coming to Vegas, annulments are really difficult in Vegas.
See, really?
This friend of mine, who I could name, but I won't name him. He directed a movie with me. He was here in Vegas shooting some comedy show, and there was a continuity woman or a woman on the set, non-performer, and they thought they were sexually attracted to each other, and he said for a joke, why don't we get married? Okay? So they finished at the set, and they went in, and they got married, and they got a honeymoon suite. And the idea was, we're going to get married, have our honeymoon, and then we're done with each other. They had nothing, they had no desire for one another except for sex, right? So they get married, and, you know, the crew comes by, and it's a big laughs and jokes, and everybody's having a great time. And then they go up and have their honeymoon, which they said was, he said was terrific. They had a great time. And the next morning, it's like, okay, we're going to shoot today, and then we fly home. And she said, well, I don't want to be married to you. And he said, well, of course not. Well, whatever you want to do. And she said, well, I don't want to get divorced. I don't want to have been married. And he said, well, so what? And she said, so I need to get, we need to get an annulment. And he said, okay, sure. So they have to swear in court that the marriage was never consummated, which consummation was the only reason the marriage existed. It was it was the purpose was consummation, and they of course had to come back into town 6 weeks later, and then another 4 weeks later. They had to be there at once. They had to appear in front of a judge. They had to perjure themselves. They had to sign stuff. Had to go through all. It was really really hard. Whereas a divorce would have been really quick and easy, like, you know, Carmen Electra and like who am I thinking of? Britney Spears.
They would have. No, Carmen and Brittany were married.
What's that?
I didn't know Carmen and Brittany were married.
They were briefly, oh, okay. very brief. But you can get you can get divorces quick. But if you're coming into town because you want to consummate, best idea, leave marriage out of it and just get to the consuming.
I think if you skip the licensing part, you can go straight through and pretend you were married.
You can.
You can do all the fun parts, yeah. And then it never would have existed anyway.
Yeah, you just go to one of the chapels,
yeah,
and
sure.
Walk through. And you could do like whatever you want, be married while skydiving. Sure. And
my wife and I got married at the drive-thru.
Yeah, did you?
We did.
Yeah, you told me. And where was your mother-in-law?
And mother-in-law and my mom were in the back seats of our Suburban, and we had classical music on the radio. My wife had a Subway napkin taped to her head as a veil. And as crazy as all that was, when we turned around, our mothers were still crying.
That's great.
Because moms, you know, that's moms. It's a wedding.
You can't stop that. You can't stop that. Yeah, we got married on the internet. I think you can still.
I saw it, yeah.
You can still go there and see it. I think it was VivaLasVegas.com or something. And they still have it up. You can see the video and everything. And we made a really big mistake. First big mistake. Elvis asked if we wanted him to marry us. And we said, no, we don't really need that. And Elvis was the owner of the place, and Elvis started pouting. You know,
it's a friend of mine, yeah.
Yeah, he was pouting. He was really hurt. I hurt Elvis's feelings.
Ron DeCar was upset, was he?
He was. Sorry. He was, like, pouting. I'll do it for free. I said, and then I was, like, really uncomfortable. And the other thing is, and I want to give this as advice to everybody, we didn't look over the vows. We said the vows have to be atheist, no mention of God whatsoever, but do whatever you want. He didn't have any paper in front of him. He had this memorized. He says, like, 50 times a day, right? Probably more. So he starts talking, and we're standing there looking at him. And there's video, you know, there's internet cameras on us. This is like, you know, a $30 wedding. I think we paid for the DVDs, so like $45. But, and he just starts his vows. We have no idea how long they're going to take. He didn't say, you know, how long do you want it? We just said, no God, and we're done. And he's yakking on and on. And I didn't know whether it was going to be like another 30 seconds or really another 7 minutes. So we're standing there going, huh, I wonder, you know, where it's going to. And he did end up doing pretty reasonable, like 6 minutes or so. But it was much longer than we expected. And then Emily, like, skipped out. Holding hands. We skipped out together, and all our friends called it on the video. It's really nice. We're talking about marriage here. We're going to be back after this. 866-570-PEN. That's 7366. PENradio@gmail.com. PENradio.com. And you can call up with cool marriage stories, too, because I don't think anybody disagrees in a gay marriage is listening to this show. How you doing? This is Penn Jillette, sitting here with Michael Goudeau, a juggler extraordinaire, and my lovely co-host here, 866-570-PEN, 7366. We're talking about marriage. It started to be about this gay marriage thing in New York, which is just so insane and so annoying, and it makes me feel like we're just living stupid, you know? the more legislation they put in and stuff like that, why can't they just let people be free?
They want to put it into the Constitution. They want to put it into the Constitution.
I know.
The Bill of Wrongs.
yeah, I know. Yeah, you say you changed the Constitution. Well, you know, we all want to change your head. This is a little note from Nick that says, if gay marriage were legalized, then straight people will have to deal with deadbeat roommates trying to marry them for medical insurance. Well, see, that's something else. We get rid of medical insurance. But never mind that. Let's talk to Ari. Is that right? Am I saying it right? Ari?
Hey, it's hard to say.
Or is it? Hey, Ari, this is Pat. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Am I saying your name properly?
It's Ralph Ari.
Ari, forgive me. What's up, man?
No problem. I just want to say I don't agree with everything you say. I'm a conservative. I'm a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the gay marriage, I'm against it because of religious reasons. Mm-hmm. But if I had to, if I was sitting up on the court and I had to make a decision, I mean, obviously I'm not in law school. I don't know that much about it. But I have yet to hear anything that would tell me that constitutionally it's wrong and there's any reason why gay marriage should not be legalized.
So your point is you would probably argue because of religious reasons you wouldn't do it yourself. You might argue with friends about it. You might try to dissuade people who are going that route because of your religious purposes, but you don't want the government to enforce your religion. Is that correct?
Right. I mean, I don't believe that there's anything based on the Constitution that there's any reason why it should be against the law.
And not only constitutionally, but morally, you think that things that you think are immoral should be allowed to be legal. Is that right?
Right. I'm sorry. You're putting words in my mouth.
I am. I'm trying to understand.
Right. I'm not totally against it. I'm against it that, but religiously, there shouldn't be gay marriage. But on the other hand, based on what the laws of the United States are, now, whether Congress goes and passes the law is another thing, and that's something that they can argue and debate. They're both sides of the story. But as it stands right now, I don't believe that there's any reason.
But I was putting words in your mouth because I'm trying to ask a different question, which is putting aside the Constitution, just going with right and wrong, if you had control of your own personal utopia, would you allow gays to marry legally even though you felt it was wrong morally?
I'm not even saying that I completely feel it's wrong morally.
Okay, I see.
I believe that it's against that I shouldn't do it, and people who believe in my religion shouldn't do it.
I see.
Whether it's immoral, I don't know that it's necessarily religiously wrong because it's immoral, or maybe there's another reason for it.
Every time you say something, it gets more sensible. I got nothing there to disagree with at all. So thanks a lot, Ari. And I apologize again for mispronouncing your name.
You know, he's doing that thing that I really like, is that, well, you're not in my club. You don't have to go with those rules.
Exactly. You're wearing a Mason's ring. Only Masons are allowed to wear that ring. That's why I can wear it. I'm not a Mason. That's the kind of thinking I like. You know, if you're in the club, you follow the rules. If you're not, we're on the hop on 1 foot club.
Yeah.
We don't get around much, but you don't have to hop on 1 foot. I appreciate that a lot. Which one of these do you want? Let's talk to Tom.
Sure.
Hey, Tom, this is Penn. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Never better, boss. How you doing?
All right. I just want to make two quick points. One, they say the sacred union is one of their defenses.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we have Dennis Rodman and Carmen Electra getting married.
Yeah.
We have Nicolas Cage and Lisa Marie Presley getting married.
Yeah.
Not really the two sacred. The other point I wanted to make, they say kids are going to suffer, right?
Uh-huh.
We have people naming their kids Moxie Crime Hunter. These are heterosexual things.
Yeah. Straight people would never do that.
These are heterosexuals doing that. You're absolutely right. Yeah. But that is an important point. The point is that there are some people who would say that naming your kids something, shall we say, whimsical, is the wrong way to raise your kids. Whereas I think, and I'm going to say this right in front of you, Michael, I think that naming your kids something like Mike or Michael just shows a kind of a hope of mediocrity that I'm not thrilled with. But
I'm not disagreeing with you. I just wanted to be funny.
You were really funny, and I was kind of going from there. I knew you were trying to be funny, and it was terrific. And I also want to say off this thing is that You know, using the word sacred in a court ruling, using the word sacred to talk about a government ruling is really offensive. If it is, and it's to both sides here, I'm not going off my atheist nut jag, but but to both sides, if I were a Christian, shoot me, if I were a Christian, then I would want anything that had the word sacred in it to have nothing to do with the government, you know, whatever the render unto Caesar stuff, you know. If it really is sacred, keep it personal, keep it for your particular group, keep it for your particular religion. Sacred should not have the government attached to it at all, because not only does it confuse the government and stop freedom, but also it takes away a lot of the religious power. Religions need to have beliefs and faith that stick them together, and taking the word sacred and using it in a political debate cheapens the idea of sacred. And that's why all the separation of church and state stuff, I always think that the religious should be more on the side of separation, for one of the original reasons that we have separation of church and state, so that people can worship fully in the way they go. If they start attaching the government to it, some sects are going to lose out, you know? Some sects, I mean, S-E-C-T-S, some sects are going to lose out, because as the government adopts one little thing, it's hard to go away from that. So I think that everyone, religious or not religious, should be fighting for the separation of church and state, and using the word sacred in an argument about the government is a very, very bad idea. Let's talk to Brent, shall we?
Sure.
How you doing, Brent?
Good. I called in with a comment. I was going to say there was an article in Rolling Stone about how the politics of homophobia have replaced the politics of racism. But I have more interesting things to say than that now. It's funny. Like, I'm an atheist, so I don't believe in marriage at all. Like, I've gone as far to make jokes about the fact that, like, I'd like to have a kid with a woman of every ethnicity, so the dinner at my house would be like the Small World ride at Disneyland.
Very good point.
You know, but it's funny, because I have gay friends, like a lot of gay friends, because it's weird. I've noticed that when you have one gay friend, you kind of realize that you have a lot more gay friends than you know, and they just didn't tell you until they found out that you were cool with it.
Yes, that's very true, yeah.
You know, because, like, I went from having, like, you know, like, no gay friends, and then one guy's like, I'm gay, and then it's like, you know, you say, like, oh, I have a gay friend in conversation, I'm like, really? You'll never guess what I am. They all really want to get married, and it's interesting, because, like, I don't know if it's like pot in high school, or they just want to get married because, you know, people have told them they can't, but, like, they're just, like, so into it. Like, they don't even have anybody they want to marry, but they're just, like, know that they want you someday.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like me, like, you know, I was like, well, I can, but I don't think I want to, you know. And
I think that's a valid point of view. I mean, the nut point of view that we're pushing here is that there should not be any government-sanctioned marriage whatsoever, and people should just do what they want and do it in a contract type way. Make your agreement and stick with it. Whatever you want. We're losing you a lot in the, I guess you've driven yourself somewhere that is unpleasant for our reception. So, thanks a lot. But yeah, you know, I like that point. I mean, the one thing, you know, that, I always believe I'm a little bit less than my ideal, because things didn't work out that I raised children with someone of another race. But the mixing of races in children is really the hope for the future. It's very, very hard to have racism when you can't tell the races apart. And we can do that. If we all work together and work hard, we can make that disappear in, what, 150 years?
Oh, could be less.
Yeah, sure.
Could take one generation, really.
But I'm not doing my part for that. I'm not doing my part. I guess Emily's family was way back Jewish, so I guess we're kind of mixing things up there. But that doesn't really count. That's not full credit.
You know, when they were doing the gay marriages in San Francisco for that week, you said flowers, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
I think that's really cool.
Yeah, I said flowers to anybody online. I just called them a florist and
said, call up FTD and say,
just deliver these to a few different couples in line. Pick them at your own will. Yeah.
That's great.
It was really
That's
cool.
Really nice.
It was really
do.
Fun. It made me really happy to do that. This is Penn Jillette here with Michael Goudeau. 866-570-PEN. That's 7366. We're talking about marriage, me and Michael. Penn F. Jillette here on the Free FM. 866-570-PEN. 7366 is the number to call. I'm sitting here with Michael Goudeau, who is, most of you know now, is riding the Tour de France.
That's right.
In your living room?
France?
In your rec room?
In my living room.
In your living room?
You said France.
I said France. Tour de France.
Tour de France, man.
Tour de France.
We're English.
And he's riding the Tour de France in his living room.
It's going very well.
While watching it on TV. He's gone 150 miles so far.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got another 18 days to go.
In one day.
And you're much thinner. Much thinner.
Obviously.
Yeah. Much thinner. We're talking about marriage, gay marriage, these nutty rulings. I guess there's one in Kansas, but the one we care about is in New York. It's just insane to me. And we're trying to get someone. What I've noticed a lot about this is every call today has been from a man. We haven't had one call from a woman. Even the people on hold waiting to get on are all, at least as I can tell, masculine names. I guess women don't believe that they have a vote in this marriage thing because they're supposed to be property under the marriage rule. So they're being very polite
they're
and thinking
so
they should
disgusted.
Keep out of it. Got a great Gmail from a cat named Brian, who says, "Is the Constitution supposed to secure rights and not restrict them?" Very good point. Very good point. They're not talking about, however, a constitutional amendment here. They're talking about it. They're saying they don't even need it. The New York judicial said that they could legislate anything because it seemed reasonable. And here's a nutty letter from someone named Shelby. And I don't even understand what this one means, but it's fascinating. One of the reasons I want to read it is because of the salutation, which says, "Sexy Penn and Sexy Mike, marriage is crap. The problem is the churches trying to plug their noses in on a purely government pomp and circumstance. Tons of people get hitched on MMORPGs, massive multiplayer online role-playing games. They do it all the time in Korea. No joke. All they need to get it is a piece of paper that says they can have tax cuts. If two people can turn around and throw a wedding on World of Warcraft as a dwarf and a half dragon legally, then what the hell is wrong with two homos getting hitched? It's so far from religion these days with skyrocketing divorce rates that it's a joke. Shelby." So, very well said point. I just don't know exactly what it means.
You know, on our TV show, there have been long-term studies about the children of same-sex parents, mm-hmm. and they are not more gay than non-same-sex parents.
Not at all, right?
Not at all. In fact, they're doing quite well.
Yeah, we did that on Bull's hit, right? There was some research.
Our three-time Emmy-nominated show.
Three-time Emmy-nominated show.
We're up to seven now, but this is three this year.
Three this year. We have all together been nominated for seven?
Seven, yeah.
And we have won how many, Michael Goudeau?
Let's take Chris
on. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
866-570-PEN. We're talking to Chris. How you doing, man?
Hey, Sam. What's up?
Nothing much, man. Talk to me.
First of all, I have one fact and one story, and I also want to say I'm a big-time watcher of your Showtime special. And also, I feel that gay marriage should be more of a, let's just say, it's not my business what happens if it goes behind somebody else's door.
Sure.
And second of all, I know one of my friends, well, he's not really my friend, he took my girl away from me, and I don't like him. But he's my age. He's 19 years old, and I hate him. But his parents, his father divorced his mother because he was gay when he was seven. And so far, he's been doing fine. He's lived with his gay father for God knows how long. And he seems all right, but I mean, I don't like him. But other than that, he's cool.
It did not
affect him mentally whatsoever.
Right,
I mean,
he stole your girlfriend, right? He stole your girlfriend.
Nah, she's not my girlfriend. I don't even like her anymore.
I bet he was dressed nicer than you are.
Yeah. That's what you want to call it. But psychologically, he's all right.
Cool. Well, thanks a lot for calling, Chris. Thank you.
Supporting his enemy.
Let's
That's a good
take,
guy.
Let's talk to Joe.
Oh, yeah. No, let's talk to Matt.
Okay, Matt. Hey, Matt, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Never better, boss. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Okay. I'm from New Jersey, and I was thinking, you'd think New Jersey would be the first, state to legalize gay marriages, considering McGreevy was in the closet so long he was finding Christmas presents from when he was a kid.
Uh-huh.
I mean, when he finally came out, his boobs were out of style. Jeez. Don't get me wrong. I am all for gay marriages. We have a lot of gay friends. I love the gays. They're great. I'm straight, but I have a lot of gay friends. I'm all for them getting married. I feel like they should stuff like we should with marriage. And I think it's ridiculous. I mean, like, just let them get married.
Okay, man. Thanks, Matt, so much. Let's
hey,
talk.
You know, there's a study out now that says you have a higher chance of being gay if you have an older brother.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we should outlaw older brothers.
Yeah. But you know what's interesting about that? What's interesting about that is not one of the things I read. The theory is not that it has anything to do with environment, but it's the fact that since a fetus is essentially a parasite and the woman's body is constantly trying to get rid of it, that when they've had an older brother or two, it's possible that the antibodies within the mother's body have grown strong enough, they're doing something to the brain of the fetus. So it's got nothing to do with environment. You can take
and you're saying it's brain damage?
It's supposed to be a difference in brain chemistry.
Sure.
But it's a really cool thing because it means that someone who had two older brothers and therefore a better chance of being gay, even if you put him into a family that's all women, for instance, or an only child, the difference is still there, that whatever it is. It's only a 2% difference or
yeah,
something.
It's pretty small, yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, three versus five.
Let's talk to Joe.
Sure. How's it going, Joe?
Hey, Joe, what's up, man?
Hey, America, it's Joe from Taxless Delaware.
Okay, good.
Hey, according to that crazy talk,
yeah,
since I have four older brothers, I ought to be gay as a fairy, and that's just not true.
No, but the important thing you missed there, Joe, was 2%.
Your odds went up from 3% to 5%.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, you know, I know a lot of gay people, and I got nothing against them, and I look at them as lost people. They're out and they're rebels in a lot of ways other than just this gay marriage issue.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as the gay marriage issue goes itself, it's absolutely wrong and it'll destroy the fabric of this country further. And as a, for instance, I want to just point to the innate, inert desire that we all have to belong to a traditional nucleus family that is a mom and dad and maybe some brothers and sisters. And the children that fail to get that are the very children that cling so desperately to the gangs. These gangs are nothing but a artificial reaction to the lack of family. They bond themselves together in a way that family is normally done in by birth.
Okay, well, first of all, when you first used the word inert, I thought you were using it incorrectly, but now I see it was the word you wanted. First of all, are you just goofing on this? Do you really think that gay marriage leads to people being in gangs?
No, you missed the point.
The point is
that it's another attack and destruction against the family.
Uh-huh. And you think that the tradition of the family, if I agree with you on everything you're saying, does that mean that the government should enforce marriage for only men?
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. For the safety of this country. And further, once you open up once you tear down the traditional concept of family
mm-hmm.
by allowing two men or two women to get married, there's nothing stopping me from marrying my dog. Or everybody in the class of 2006 getting married.
Well, yes, there's something stopping you on all those things. First of all, dogs cannot enter into contracts. Second of all, the whole class of 2006, I doubt that more than three would ever want to sleep with you, right?
And I'm not talking about sleeping. I'm talking about a marriage.
A marriage in order to get government benefits. Is that what you're saying?
I think you're confusing two things together.
I think you're confusing two things. One is the government benefits, and one is the way the nuclear family works. But you do understand that the nuclear family is this weird little fairy tale of just the last 75 years. It's not the way people have lived before that. It's not the way they will live after that. And every single study that people have done have shown that you can't tell the difference between someone brought up by two women or two men than by what are you laughing at?
Hey, listen, friend, if you can't tell the difference, then there's something really wrong.
Well, let me see. Are you telling me that you could, in a double-blind experiment, tell how a person was raised?
Yes.
You can.
Yes, I take guesses all the time, and I'd say I'm about 75% accurate. I can name the place that the people are in the families just by some very simpler manner. And I remember one time talking to a guy, and after meeting him and knowing him for less than 15 minutes, I said, "So your dad was 43 when he died." And he said, "How did you know that?" And yes, I can see a lot of things like that.
How did you know his father was 43 when he died?
I happen to know that because everything he was talking about kept talking about experiencing life the way his dad taught him, and he was going on and on about this, and he was going to have all this stuff done, and everything in his life that he was telling me he had mapped out to about the age of 43, and after mm-hmm. that he was fuzzy, he was just completely lost.
Well, that's a nice guess. Well, thanks a lot for calling there.
Well, thanks for letting me talk. I appreciate my opportunity to do a sound off.
Yeah, well, good. I'm glad I got a chance to talk. I do want to say that I have been proven so deeply wrong, and I'm humbled. I really thought I had the nut point of view, and I think I think Joe has clutched the nut point of view from me
at the last moment too,
and also claimed supernatural powers of some sort. Although that's a cool trick, you know, you can tell, you know, if you know enough about the way someone talks, you can tell a lot. I mean, I can always tell what records people have in their collections. You know, you can tell by their age, the way they carry themselves, and their music. You can always hit it. You know, you know the age. You know they got Thriller, Eagles' Greatest Hits. There's some easy stuff like that. And if you know, if a guy says, "I want to live my fullest, just like my dad taught me, right up until I'm 43," I guess that might be a bit of a hint. We have time for one more call. Oh, we got a woman calling here. Let's take that one. Let's take Connie. Okay, hey, Connie, sure. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Very well, thanks.
First of all, I had to call in because you said no women were calling.
Well, thank you, Connie.
And second of all, I don't understand how people say gay marriage is going to destroy the fabric of our society, whatever. I don't understand that. We live in a society where divorce rates, what, 50%?
Yeah, 50%. Toss
so how is a gay marriage gonna ruin that?
Yeah, well,
how much worse can it get?
Well, yeah, I don't even think that 50% figure is bad. I mean, I just don't think that the nuclear family, I mean,
I don't think it exists anymore.
Yeah, I mean, strangely, I'm the one arguing against this, like I often am. I don't do drugs. I want them legal. I have the most traditional family possible
so do
in
I.
many ways.
My
yeah.
parents have been married for 31 years.
Yeah, I got you beat.
Okay?
My parents were married right up until they died. It was 65
exactly.
years. Yeah.
You know, I'm 28. I'm already married with a family, you
uh-huh.
know? But I don't think anybody should have the right to tell me or anybody else what I can and cannot do with my personal life. The government needs to stay out of it.
I believe that completely.
And
I couldn't agree more.
And the people, the gay people who want to get married, it's not a matter of being able to say we're a couple. It's a matter of getting the same rights a married couple gets.
You know, why don't you just go another 10 seconds and sum up the whole show for us? Because you're just right on everything.
I mean, I have an aunt who's a lesbian. She's been with her partner for over 50 years. When she dies or the other one dies, who gets the house?
You.
If it's not in both their names. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
One of them could end up screwed with nothing, and she's over 70 years old.
Thank you so much, Connie. And when you get the house, you remember that and give it to the partner. This is Penn Jillette. We're going to be back here on Monday if the creek don't rise. Sitting here, as always, with Michael Goudeau, PennRadio@gmail.com.